This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. The government has approved a semiconductor unit to be set up near Jewar Airport in Uttar Pradesh. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the unit is to be set up under the India Semiconductor Mission with a joint venture of HCL and Foxconn. He said the plant is designed for 20,000 wafers per month. He added that the new semiconductor unit in Jewar will attract investment of 3,700 crore rupees.
ये प्लांट्स में 20,000 वेफर पर मंथ की कैपेसिटी होगी और जो चिप्स इससे बन के निकलेगी उसकी कैपेसिटी है 36 मिलियन चिप्स पर मंथ का इसका रहेगा. अच्छा प्लांट है, बहुत ही एडवांस टेक्नोलॉजी है. इसमें वेफर लेवल पैकेजिंग का एक टेक्नोलॉजी होता है वो इसमें लगेगा, विच मीन्स एंटायर वेफर के साथ सबस्ट्रेट को जोड़कर कम्प्लीट उसकी एडवांस्ड पैकेजिंग का.
Mr. Vaishnaw said five semiconductor units are already in advanced stages of construction, and with the sixth unit, India moves forward in its journey to develop the strategically vital semiconductor industry.
अब तक 270 universities and 70 startups में world के latest जो semiconductor design की technologies होती है वो सब वहाँ पे hands-on training के लिए दी गई है. और अब तो एक और step लिया, microcontroller और उसका पूरा box का एक kit बना के now that will be given to all the universities so that students can actually make new products.
Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, along with Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Chief of the Air Staff Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh and Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, today called on President Draupadi Murmu to brief her on Operation Sindoor. In a social media post, the President praised the valour and dedication of the armed forces, acknowledging their role in making India's response to terrorism a remarkable success. Justice Bhushan Ramakrishna Gawai took oath as the 52nd Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to Justice Gawai at a special ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. Justice B.R. Gawai succeeded Justice Sanjeev Khanna, who demitted office yesterday. Minister of State for Communications and Rural Development Dr. Chandra Shekhar Pemasini has said that India has achieved one of the fastest 5G rollouts globally and deployed more than 470,000 base transceiver stations, BTS, across the country in just 2 years. He said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has witnessed the 5G revolution. Dr. Pemasini highlighted these while addressing the Bharat 6G 2025 Third International Conference and Exhibition in New Delhi today. In his address, Dr. Pemasini said that India has expanded 5G coverage to the country's 80% population. He added that India has also developed domestic 4G and 5G equipment manufacturing capabilities and established the lowest 5G data rates globally while maintaining quality, service, democratizing and digital access for all citizens. India's wholesale price index WPI-based inflation eased significantly to 0.85% in April this year. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said this in the data released today. The WPI inflation was at 2.05% in March. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest gains. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose 182 points to close at 81,331. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 advanced 89 points to settle at 24,667. India has blocked the X accounts of Global Times, Xinhua News Agency and TRT World in the country. According to the sources, the action has been taken against them for allegedly disseminating false Pakistani propaganda in the country. Global Times is an English-language tabloid operated under the People's Daily owned by the Chinese Communist Party. Xinhua News Agency serves as the official state news agency of People's Republic of China, while TRT World is Turkey's public broadcaster. U.S. President Donald Trump met Syria's interim president and former Islamist rebel leader Ahmed al-Sharaa on the sidelines of the summit of the United States and the Gulf Cooperation Council members in the Saudi Arabian capital Riyadh today. During the meeting, President Trump urged the Syrian leader to join the Abraham Accords, a U.S.-led initiative for West Asian nations to normalize relations with Israel. In badminton, Indian shuttlers Akarshik Kashyap and Unnati Huda advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of the Thailand Open with impressive victories in Bangkok this morning. Akarshik Kashyap secured a hard-fought victory over Japan's Kaoru Sugiyama in the women's singles round of 32, winning 21-16, 20-22, 22-20. And with that, we end this news bulletin.